My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. I'm here with Melissa Johnstone of the Hard Rocker women's basketball team today. First, I just kind of wanted to ask you some questions about what it was like growing up, Flower Mound, Texas. I know you have a couple siblings. What was your life like growing up there?
Yeah, so Flower Mound is a suburb of Dallas, and so I grew up in more of a city environment, very different from Rapid City, but I went to school with a lot of people, still was able to make great friends, and we are the only family, like, out of our extended family that is in Texas, so that's kind of different from having to, like, travel back and forth to see our grandparents and stuff, but otherwise, loved it.
Sure, and then kind of, when did you start getting involved in sports, and how did that come about? Were you pretty competitive with your siblings?
Not so much with my siblings, because my brother was always football and my sister was more dance, so she was more artsy, versus I started doing basketball and volleyball in YMCA, I think when I was like first grade or something like that, and then I didn't get competitive until fifth grade, and at that point I was playing softball, volleyball, and basketball, but then by the time I got to high school, it was too big of a high school to like try to do two sports, and so we separated and I chose basketball because I thought I could be more successful and actually enjoyed the sport a little bit more.
Sure. What was it about basketball specifically that made you enjoy it more over volleyball and softball?
I think it's the speed of it and just like the intensity at all times of just like going up and down the court, and it was like one of those sports that gave you chills during, like, if you made a shot at the end of the game or something, versus volleyball and softball, didn't really have a passion for it as much.
Sure. And then talk a little bit about your high school career. Did you have a lot of a success as a team individually?
Yes, our high school team was pretty good. My freshman year we ended up going to state, got third at state, and then by my senior year we were divisional champs, but weren't able to make it to state again. That was always our goal, but yeah, I played with some great athletes, a lot of who WNBA or Division One. So
yeah, Texas is no joke when it comes to basketball, football, sports in general. What was your recruiting process like? Did you have multiple offers, multiple options? And then what kind of drew you to South Dakota Mines?
Yeah, so I started to really get into recruiting kind of, I think, my freshman year and sophomore year of high school. I believe it was my sophomore year that I started talking to South Dakota School of Mines with Coach Larson. And at the time, I was just talking to different schools, trying to figure out what major I wanted, because I did want to go to somewhere that had my major. I was not basketball-oriented. I was academically-oriented. And by my junior year, that's when I tore my first ACL, and so I actually lost a lot of interest through coaches, and that kind of hurt. But luckily, Larson and Coach B stayed with me and were very interested still, and that actually ended up being my only offer, and it was the best choice I ever made because I love it here.
Sure. So you kind of already mentioned the academic thing. Did you know you wanted to be an engineering major before you even got here?
Yes. Both my parents were engineers. My brother at the time was studying to be an engineer, so I just like kind of figured math, science, that's what I want to do. Sure. And it was perfect.
Sure. So were you able to visit campus and everything before you stepped foot? I know that's kind of a long trip. Were you able to make it here?
And I actually did.
What did you like specifically when you got here?
Well, my first time here was my official visit, and it was one of those things where I stepped on campus and it felt like home. We were in the middle of fall, so the weather was beautiful. The trees were all golden and everything, so I think that kind of like put me over the top, but it was just a great visit. And then at that same visit, that's when I committed, but then a few times after that came back for some games and just kept on falling in love with the school.
Sure. Then while you were here, obviously you've done quite a few different things. One of the big things, I know you're roommates with Cheyenne Bastion. You were at least took a little bit of a part in helping her to set up the Women's Hard Rocker organization. What was that process like to get that set up, and what was your vision for that organization?
Yeah, so Cheyenne came up with the idea of kind of getting all the women in athletics to join together and kind of just have the opportunity to talk about leadership and just bond with other sports as we kind of stick to our own sports. And so when she came to me with the idea, we thought about having a committee and having those, like, strong leaders from each team on that committee to where each sport has its own little take in the organization, and then we have events monthly trying to get as much as our own team and other teams to come and just kind of hang out. We've had or we were supposed to have, we were unfortunately not able to have it, but a forum to have older alumni come and talk to us and kind of like give us advice and just kind of build a relationship with those before us and then those that are with us currently. So
sure. And then what was kind of the goal for this organization? Is it to kind of build up leadership skills, or is it to build like lifelong skills? What is the goal, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I would say leadership skills can become lifelong skills, and so I think it was the whole idea is to build connection and leadership skills, because that's one thing within our schools, it's very male dominated, so having the opportunity to hang out with other female athletes specifically is a great opportunity to make friends and also just kind of get different perspectives on the school and different majors, honestly.
Sure. And obviously you two are kind of the cogs in who set it up, and you're mm-hmm. both seniors. What do you think the future of that organization looks like beyond you two?
I think there's a lot of good like volleyball players like Anna Thomas, and hopefully Bailey Johnson can take over some of that too, of just so like those that are currently part of the committee but younger hopefully can take that, and I fully believe that they can, and kind of run with it, either turn it into their own little thing or just keep growing off of it and continue to pass it down as years go by.
Sure. You already mentioned your kind of engineering background. What was it specifically that maybe stuck out to you about the chemical side compared to other aspects?
Yeah, so chemical engineering is very interesting to me. I didn't expect it to be what it is. I consider myself a glorified plumber because I deal with more piping and stuff than what I thought would be like manufacturing chemicals and stuff. And so it's been kind of interesting along that ride. I guess I don't really know what more to say about that.
Sure. So that, but you've already secured a job from what I understand.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing once you graduate?
So I'll be training for a year, but it's a sales representative position for Midland Scientific. It's a company that sells laboratory equipment to like food and beverage, petrochemical, waste treatment, all of that kind of industries. And so it's not an actual engineering position, but it's something to where the engineering background will really help me succeed and be able to talk to lab technicians and stuff and kind of give me that up in the sales industry.
Sure. And then is that back home in Texas, or where are you going to be moving to?
I will actually be in Omaha for a year, and then based off of whatever region is open, I will be sent there.
Sure. So that's a little bit kind of, maybe not yet, but might be a little nerve-wracking to just be kind of placed in somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've already gone from Texas to South Dakota.
Exactly.
So how bad a transition can it be? Kind of just looking back at, you know, what you've done here between the academic side, the women's hard rocker organization, the basketball thing, what do you, when you come back, or maybe you haven't gotten to this point yet, but when you kind of reflect back on your time here, what are the things that kind of stand out as what's going to be your legacy, so to speak?
I would say, like, my legacy is definitely just being a teammate. I think those people before me, like, the people I learned my freshman and sophomore year, was just how to be a good friend, and I've carried that over not only on the court but also off the court, like, with my roommates. I don't live with any of my teammates, but they're each different sport athletes, and so it's kind of fun to interact with those and kind of just grow as a person. And so I want that to be kind of my legacy, of just being a teammate, being that friend, and having fun while you're in college, even though academics is definitely your priority right now.
What would you tell somebody maybe coming in as a basketball player, as an athlete, or even just a student who was interested in coming to South Dakota Mines?
I would say work on time management, but then also, like, don't get too worried. I think we get a lot of stress of having to get good grades, and we're all engineers, so we want to be perfect. But in the end, you know, we have a high placement rate, and just because you have the engineering degree is going to put you more, because it knows that you can problem solve. So I would say just don't worry.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Melissa.
Thank you.